Saturday Magazine, sponsored by Velocity Rewards,
the award-winning loyalty program for Virgin Australia's frequent flyers.
Hey, you. Yeah, you, on the job site. Did you know that over half of the people who listen to Joy are allies of the LGBTIQ plus community, just like you? So you may not be aware, times are very tough financially at Joy, and we're reaching out for your support. So tell your workmates, your next-door neighbour, and even your mum to head over to joy.org.au and help us build Joy Nation by making a donation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12.
You're on Sat Mag with Ange and Macca, and a very quick shout out to Greg who's listening.
Yes.
And Greg has let us know, Macca, that Joy is keeping him sane and upbeat. So, hi Greg, thank you for that lovely message.
That's good to hear, Greg, that we're keeping you sane. Some people think we do the opposite. look, our next guest, really looking forward to speaking to this guest. Karen Bright is the CEO of Midsummer. Midsummer is coming up next year. Good morning, Karen. How are you?
Good morning.
I need you to move into a place where you get a better signal, Karen. Can you try that?
You're breaking up quite a bit there, Karen. Not sure. We're going to give you a call back, Karen. We'll bring Karen back with us in a minute, Macca.
Yeah, you might need to go and stand under the lemon tree. Bear with us.
Is this, you know what it is, Macca? Everybody during COVID times is watching video.
Yes.
That's what's going on out there. Not everybody. Of course, they're listening to us on Joy 94.9.
In increasing numbers.
Some good news there, Macca, for Joy.
Yeah, go on. Share a bit of it while we get Karen back on the line.
Yeah, I'm absolutely pleased to. I'm referring to the second half of last year, but Joy, in that time, which was a very interesting time in our journey as an organisation, and I'd personally been with Joy for 6 months at that stage, Joy lifted our audience by 34%, Macca, our average weekly listening audience, which is really, really exciting. And I want to say a very big thank you to the people who support this organisation, because independent community media is absolutely vital in a democracy. And that is the role that Joy plays, and particularly for the rainbow community, focusing on the issues that are important to all of us and our allies who are great supporters of everything we do.
Absolutely. So look out, SBS Radio and 774.
We're right on your tail.
We're chasing you down. We've got Karen Bryant again from Midsummer. How are you now, Karen?
I'm good, and hopefully you can hear me now.
We can. And what a beautiful day it is. Look, I know Midsummer is coming up. I'm keen for you to give us... I know none of us are really able to plan with great certainty in these times, but some of the things that you're thinking of, some of the concepts that you'd like to see happen for Midsummer, obviously there can be some variables there. Would you like to share some of that with us?
Yeah, of course, and then we certainly can plan. We just keep going. We can never just change the plans. I think is the thing that all of us are finding. And certainly, you know, obviously we...
You there, Karen? We seem to have lost Karen Macca.
We do. We'll just see if she pops back.
So that obviously also gave some indications of it taking a little longer than, you know, in terms of opening up than obviously we'd hoped.
Yeah.
We'd set ourselves quite, probably 6 months ago, I think we set ourselves the target of knowing and making decisions by mid-October.
Yeah.
And then we had, I think...
Karen, I'm not sure if you can hear us, but we're struggling a little bit with your signal. You've dropped out a couple of times now. Are you still there? Okay. Macca, I don't think we're able to have a conversation with Karen at the moment, because I think she's very much struggling with the signal where she is.
Yeah. Look, we'll try one more time, and right. Paul will... perhaps she needs to go and stand in the middle of the road.
Yeah, I might be able to fill in some of the gaps
for Karen
while we're waiting.
Yeah.
We have had a really good chat, and Midsummer is in the same boat pretty much as every event and festival that is wanting to happen right now, not only in Victoria but across Australia. And Macca, of course, with the a lot of these organisations plan 12 months in advance, and with the roadmap from lockdown being announced a couple of weeks back now, a week and a half ago, it has absolutely required them to think completely differently. And so now we're about to hear from Karen to see...
Again, hopefully third time lucky.
We're about to hear from Karen what impact that roadmap announcement has had on their planning for Midsummer and what some of the options might be. Karen, if you're there, what might some of your options be for the event, if there is to be an event?
Yeah, so we've been looking at, you know, how we might be able to scale those events in various ways that meet social distancing, that meet total gathering numbers, and there's been multiple versions of that because, of course, we want to do... Whatever we do obviously has to fit the restrictions. We want to be socially responsible and safe, but we're also very aware that... And we don't want to cancel. I mean, that's probably the first thing to say.
For sure.
You know, the simple option that a lot of events are doing is they're either cancelling or they're going completely digital. We're really aware, of course, that there's a bit of a digital fatigue out there in terms of, you know, the screens. So we want to give the greatest option for us to be able to be providing the connection that's really important and to get people together in a safe way.
Yep.
So we haven't made any decisions yet, but we're only probably a couple of weeks off that. We're planning to be able to let everybody know by early October.
Yes.
Which is, you know, part of the planning is allowing as much time as you can to be able to do something.
Yep.
But at the same time, the roadmap has given us some security of knowing that certain things are not going to open into the early new year. You know, we're exploring everything from different venues that are already looking at a range of COVID-safe setups. We are looking at dates, and you know, all of these options take quite a lot of time because the huge number of people we work with, we have to run every one of the options past each person, to kind of go, if we did this, could you be involved? And I think we're pretty close and we've got some exciting options, you know, we're probably a week and a half off finalising everything and being able to make some announcements, but I can assure everyone that, you know, we want Midsummer to go ahead and we want to be able to do so safely, in a way that allows our communities the best options to be engaged.
Yep. Now, here's a curly one, Karen. Pride March.
Yep.
Now, that's going to be a big challenge. If restrictions are quite different to now, then I would say there's a good chance that it can happen. Probably not in the same form it always has. But what are your thoughts there? I mean, that's got to be one of the really, really difficult ones.
Yeah, in some ways, actually, it is difficult. There's no doubt about that. In some ways, it was actually easier for us to plan options of that than Carnival.
Okay, yep.
It's having an event that has multiple different elements like Carnival and involves a lot of dancing is sometimes harder to socially distance than something where we know the groups they're
Macca, I think that Midsummer is struggling a little bit with communication today, and we might have to fill in the gaps for Karen.
I think you might be right.
Yeah, okay. Look, I did have a good conversation with Karen, and I think the thing that you would have heard there was they are looking at dates. So
yeah.
I guess my question is Midsummer now going to be called Mid-Autumn or Mid-Winter, or what's going to happen there? Certainly, Joy will be a part of Midsummer. Joy has always been a part of Midsummer, and it's something that's very, very important to us. I know that Karen has done so much planning work to look at how you can safely have people together that, you know, fits within the rules of the time. And that may mean that, you know, there's a mixture of a digital, a digital presence for the march as well as a small physical presence. So a bit of a combination.
And, of course,
we
all hope to be in the Pride Centre by then. Look, we're sorry that line keeps dropping out. It's one of the challenges we face currently. It's really, really difficult one of the problems is we say to people, use a landline. So many people don't have a landline anymore.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't have one.
Oh, my kids, someone said the other day to me, Maka, what's a landline? I'm like, yeah. Really?
It's like on Hard Quiz. You know, sometimes some of the older contestants, you know, get asked a question and they don't. I don't know what it's about.
What does that mean? What's vinyl?
Yeah, but look, I think we need to keep our eyes peeled on announcements from Midsummer. Karen said it's likely to be early October.
Yes.
With a bit of a roadmap for Midsummer.
Yep.
And I know you speak with Karen quite regularly, so that's a great thing. There's a really good level of engagement and cooperation happening between Joy and Midsummer. Great to see.
Yeah, absolutely, Macca. And we may even have some Joy TV action during Ooh. Midsummer, which will be really, really exciting because Joy TV, as those who are watching our evolution into a multimedia organisation, Joy TV is very much in its infancy, and we will be delighted if we can play a role in bringing the march to people as well, and bringing Midsummer Carnival to our community. So looking forward to it, and it will happen on our theme today of hope, Macca. It yes. will absolutely happen.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.